Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's a lot going on. We're counting down to the NLCS with the Braves. Obviously, Hawks season right around the corner. But our Atlanta United squad, guys, is in the hunt for the playoffs. And joining us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline is George Campbell. And, George, it's good to have you back on the show, man. These last few matches, they mean a whole lot as far as where we're going to end up in these playoffs. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Great, man. Excited to see how this is going to play out. You guys have been playing some great soccer. It's been fun to watch. Mike and I talk about the excitement is back with the scoring chances and the opportunities. Just talk about what's been going on with you guys, man, and how do you feel about your chances not only to, you know, just get into the playoffs, but to increase our seeding?
Yeah, you know, like you guys said, it's going to come down to the last, you know, six games to see where we're at in the playoffs. And I'm pretty sure how it works is, you know, the top four seeds get a home game. And our home game is really important to us. So if we can get some good results together and, you know, get ourselves into fourth place, I mean, that would be amazing, get a first home game. So we're really looking forward to the game in Toronto this weekend. And that's where it all starts.
It is George Campbell. I believe last time George was on with us, Carl, he got the, we call it the Dukes and Bell bounce, George.
Yes, sir.
You scored a goal, I think, right after we had you on that week. So, I mean, no pressure. We're all counting on you. But is it, and we've talked about this with George Bello and other members of your team, is it just harder on the road in the ML? It's like in any level of soccer, just harder to score on the road?
You know, it all depends on who it is on the road and, you know, who you know, just the feel of the game. Mm-hmm. But, less of harder to score on the road, but more of that we're just so dominant at home, we think. And, you know, with the home crowd behind us, we just feel like at home, you know, we should be a team that, you know, everybody should, you know, fear coming here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you look at how things have gone this season, and, you know, it just seems like we've been getting better and better. I do want to ask you about Joseph. I know he's listed as day-to-day. What have you seen in the training sessions?
Yeah, you know, he's been sharp when he's with us, and, you know, he's given it his all in his leadership. So we're really, you know, looking forward to having the rest of the season with a strong team. You know, obviously injuries can happen at any moment. So whenever everybody's healthy, you know, we try to get the most out of it.
Yeah, man, the scoring at home, and as Carl was referring to, man, it's just the energy, the bounces back. I know the international break is great because you want to show out and see your guys, like obviously like you know, Miles and George get the reps for the U.S. team. But, man, I just want to keep that momentum we had, George. How do we get that momentum back that we had all through August?
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, being together and just attacking teams like we know how to. You know, I think we have a really strong team, and whoever we put on the field, the starting 11, doesn't matter. You know, I think the momentum will come once we get our first chance and our first goal, and then, you know, it's go time from there.
Let's talk about Toronto. They're up next, 7:30 kick on Saturday. Tell us what you know about them. How have they changed maybe since we saw them earlier this year?
You know, they weren't a fantastic team when we played them, and I think when we played them at home, we're going to have more of the ball. And, you know, I've never been to Toronto. I've never played at their field. So I don't know if it's big, small. But usually I think how we like to play is, you know, have the ball, attack with a lot of players. And when we give up the ball or, you know, when it's turned over, we press right away and get the ball back. So I think it's going to be a lot of that. And I hope it's a lot of that. We know they have Michael Bradley, players who can switch the point of attack. And we need to, I think, minimize that.
your papers are in order, right? I mean, it used to be easy going across the border. Now it's like going to East Berlin. I mean, just be ready. I know back in the day, Carl, hockey camp, it was easy to just run over, get beer. You didn't have show ID or anything over there. It's 7:30, by the way, Saturday night, right here on your home of Atlanta United, 92.9 The Game. How's the attitude with the guys, man? Everybody, I mean, we know that there's really not much margin for error, but does everybody just feel that this team is going to make the playoffs?
Yeah. Positive energy all the way through the team, you know. Even today in training, you know, it's really positive. You know, we're just looking forward to making this playoff run. We've made an incredible, comeback from the halfway part of the season to now, and we want to keep that going and, you know, get into the playoffs.
George, talk about Luis Araújo and his skill level. We've seen glimpses of it, and we've all been wowed by it. But what's this guy like in training? And you know, I mean, it has to be, like, pretty cool to see some of those ball skills, right?
Yeah, he's an incredible player. He's got a lot of flair, a lot of tricks. You know, the Brazilians nowadays got it. So, you know, it's really cool seeing, players like him, like Barco, like Marcelino. You know, they're really skillful players. And we've got a bunch of talented players, not just, you know, just skills, but, you know, technically sound. So, you know, players like him are special. And, you know, it's really cool training with players at that level.
So when you guys are, like, just messing around, like the ball doesn't touch the ground for, like, 5 minutes, how's that work?
Well, usually we're trying to get each other to make it hit the ground, so it doesn't last that long.
I'm saying, Carl, it'd be like a Harlem Globetrotters kind of, like, thing out there, man. Right.
No doubt. Well, hey, man, we wish you luck. We are excited about these last six matches as well and seeing where things shake out. I know you guys know what's at stake, so we're going to get your best. We know that. Let's just hopefully get this thing started against Toronto on Saturday. Thank you so much, George.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.